today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Is there anyone that you need to thank? Take the time to consider all the time you've lived on this earth. Think about all the things that you have been assisted with and ask yourself, is there anyone I forgot to thank? Thank you are two words that we don't use enough in the course of our day. People are assisting, lending a helping hand, providing a service, preparing meals without ever being thanked. Have you ever ordered a meal and forgot to thank your waitress or your waiter? Have you ever been served at a dental office and forgot to say thank you? What about your personal care physician? Have you thanked them lately? When I was growing up, if I forgot to say thank you after receiving something, my parents would ask me, "Did you forget to say something?" They would remind me to say thank you. We are moving so fast in this world that we are forgetting to do the simple things that count the most, and that's to say thank you. In the course of the day, those two words can change someone's life. How do you feel when someone thanks you for your service? Does it put a smile on your face? Does it warm your heart and cause you to reciprocate the thought? In Psalms 100, verses 1 through 4, these words are written. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. The word knowing in verse 3 speaks to the complete assurance of the truth in his word that compels you to enter his gates giving thanks. In Psalms 107, verse 1, it is written, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. This psalm gives thanks to the Lord for his great work of deliverance. God had delivered Israel from their enemies, and it was time to give thanks for his mighty works. What about you? Have you thanked God for delivering you? He's delivered us from alcoholism, drug addiction, drug dealing, adultery, unemployment, a bad relationship, sickness, pornography, selfishness, greed, negative thinking, and so much more. Let's take the time to say thank you today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.